back on Republic Broadcast, and we're here with my special guest, Sheila Mannix, and we're talking about the judicial corruption. And Sheila, you want to go back to where you left off?
Well, I think I want to jump, because everybody has their war stories. In every single state, we have the evidence of repeated patterns of practice that meet the elements of federal RICO violations in our court systems. And I really do believe that the key to one of the keys to stopping this is that we've got to engage the legislature. And an organization had a rally in Washington, D.C. in August, and I was invited to give a speech with a number of other individuals, and they were gracious enough to put a written draft of my speech on their website. The website is www.dcrally2007.com, and you just scroll down the left menu to speakers and scroll down the left menu again to Sheila Mannix, and you'll see a written draft of my speech in which I target one specific solution. And the specific solution is mirroring Senator Leahy's hearings, except when individuals don't come when subpoenaed, there should be ramifications. That we need these types of hearings in every state. We need our legislatures to create a judiciary investigative hearing, and we need our district federal courts to enter injunctions against judges' personal financial holdings, so that forensic accountants can come in and investigate if the mandatory judicial economic disclosure statements match up with the judge's holdings. And we have material evidence that many will not match up in the state and federal judiciary. And this, I believe, is the beginning, because it is about money. The main thing that's going on here is that corrupt individuals have realized what a cash cow it is to partner with corrupt public officials in our judiciary and our other organs of government to access, again, private, corporate, and government funds. This is what's going on, and they're making a hell of a lot of money, such that it's very difficult to find courageous leaders in our legislative bodies who will stop the systemic corruption in our judicial and executive branches in our state and federal governments. And I'm not talking off the top of my head. We have concrete material evidence. We have occurrence witnesses. We have witnesses that can testify to the involvement of high-ranking officials in organized crime that are stealing America's pensions, like in the United Airlines bankruptcy proceedings in Chicago, and in many other arenas where corrupt public officials through the judicial system can access private funds, corporate funds, pension funds. The only way that we're going to start to get at this is if this reality is dealt with in our state and federal legislative bodies.
Sounds like the break.
We're at a break, and we'll be right back. And we're going to have ask John a question on this when we come back. Be right back up.
Let's talk. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
RBN, back. And this is Deanne, live here on RBN with Sheila Manick. And we're talking about the issue of judicial corruption. Sheila, you want to continue? I'm sorry.
Well, on the blog section while we were on our break from the radio broadcast, the issue of judicial immunity was brought up, and I was explaining my understanding, my layperson's understanding, of this two-pronged test of judicial immunity. In my own case, it's very clear-cut that the judge had lost jurisdiction to enter orders, and that's one of the prongs. And the other prong is whether what is going on is discretionary or non-discretionary, meaning if a judge has to exercise some type of discretion, then it becomes an area where you can't necessarily sue them because or hold them accountable because they are fallible. And that's why there's the appellate court. Again, unfortunately, we have concrete material evidence that appellate court judges and Supreme Court judges on the state and federal levels are involved in the corruption.
No, it's like down in Cook County, I went to the Cook County board chairman's office and complained the fact that they removed the court reporters because they claimed they didn't have any money. They had to put the money in the jail system, they said. Now, if you don't have any transcript of what's going on in the court, and a lot of people that don't have a lot of money cannot afford to pay for a transcriber, so that means that whatever is being said in probate court is basically lost. So at the appellate level, what can you appeal if a judge says something wrong? I remember Judge Foreman used to traditionally go in there and cut off the court reporter and still rule on things. And I remember he sat on the Judicial Inquiry Board, and I know he was a gray ward judge. I'm just telling people facts of what was going on back then, and it's still going on today.
Well, you're bringing up another key point of a solution. Besides the fact that we have to have the state and federal judiciary hearings to investigate and to convict, to indict and convict, to freeze judges' assets, to bring in forensic accountants, and we have forensic accountants. We've worked with an individual who found a $40 million bribery fund in the federal bankruptcy court. All this was turned over to Senator Leahy. Nobody's done anything. So right now we're realizing until we can get courageous legislators on the state and federal level to do their job, that we're not going to get anywhere. But the point you're bringing up is another solution that's very needed in conjunction with what I'm speaking about, because part of the reason why I don't have any money left besides paying over $300,000 to attorneys and having none of the orders that I paid $300,000 to get being enforced. But the other problem, because I have over 60 court transcripts detailing violations of mandatory statutory law in Illinois, and I can't get a hearing. I can't get before anyone who will adjudicate it just based on material evidence of the transcript. But, for example, in DuPage County, they have digital recording in every courtroom.
Yeah, they took me
and
in
unless,
there. I went in there and physically saw it because in Cook County doesn't. So I went
there
and I asked
be.
Them to see it, and the woman was very nice, and she showed me that they have recorded. That should be a situation they should set up in every courtroom, and if they don't have it, then they should allow people to bring their own video recording systems in and tape recorders, because it should be the legal right to the individual to have that. Because, again, our tax dollar is going into these judicial judges of Colford for their retirement pension. Our tax dollar is going to funding everything in these courts. When I was working in the court system, at one point they had to go into the school fund to pull that out to pay for the circuit court clerks because they claimed they didn't have any money. Where is all this money going? And then on top of it all, to be, make the big violation even worse, then if you say anything, they use their policing mechanism to attack you and discredit you and make you to be some vile beast where they have to continually watch you or put word out to make you look like you're some vile beast or insane so that they can incarcerate you and put you away forever. And if they can't, if don't dare go in the hospital, because if you go, that's when they do this other little nice little thing through their corporations, basically. Now, the reason I'm saying this to you, Lisa, is because I know this. I'm not talking about something I'm hearing secondhand. I know this. There was a situation that Chief Judge Haldeman was involved with a case, and it was well publicized with Edgewater Hospital on the north side of Chicago. A lot of the judges sat on the board and panel of Edgewater Hospital. It went before him in the Seventh Circuit. The reason it went behind before him because there was at least four or five patients that got a huge amount of treatment they did not need, and they milked their insurance coverage the bare, and they died in Edgewater Hospital because of the procedure, and somebody found out about it. So when U.S. Attorney Fitzgerald came into Illinois, that was one of his primo cases. When he went before Judge Haldeman, the law firm Henshaw & Culbertson was on the other side, and Henshaw & Culbertson, Judge Haldeman's wife worked for that firm. So he should have immediately recused himself.
these judges don't recuse themselves. If they have a fiduciary gain to a case, they will recuse themselves. If they have a situation where they have relatives working on another side of the law firm, they will not recuse themselves. If you ask them to, they still won't, even though it's under law. There's a situation where these judges have been sitting on these benches, and they know that there are criminal activities going on, and they do not do a rat, you know what thing about it, because, again, they are in a brotherhood that has become so corrupt that there is nothing nobody can do to touch it. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is going back to everybody on this planet's been complaining about September 11th. You can't get anything done with September 11th. Why? Because everybody that's come forth with actual fiduciary information and former FBI, CIA agents, and people worked in NSA. I was in a business dealing with Islamic funding through Noriva with $50 million that came into Saudi. To bring that to somebody's attention, we don't handle that. But then yet the President of the United States claims that he's looking for terrorists, and you bring all the terrorist information down to them, and then they say they don't handle it, but then they have to watch us with cameras, watch us and peek at us, listen to our phone conversation, wiretap us. And the thing is that it's not a lie, because it's right there in your face, because they tell you they're doing it. And we sit there like we are in a trance, because we do not understand that we have control over this, because we are the people. I'm sorry, it's a very emotional subject.
Well, I'm so glad you brought it up, because my petition for writ of certiorari, which is currently before the U.S. Supreme Court, it hasn't been accepted. Please don't. I don't want to misstate. It's a petition, and it hasn't been accepted yet. But the question before the court is, if the federal appellate judges on the Seventh Circuit have financial interests commingled with the federal trial court judges and or the state trial court judges, then by statute, by federal statute, it would be a mandatory recusal. The organized crime informants provided us with two illicit pure trusts in which allegedly state and federal judges' illicit funds are commingled. And I have this before, in a petition, before the U.S. Supreme Court. And I hope that you'll invite me back on your show so that I can report to you that they will most likely deny my writ of certiorari, because the last thing I want to do is allow the discovery so that the material evidence that federal and state court judges illicit funds are allegedly commingled in these pure trusts.
Which court are you going to? Cook, or are you going to Lake County?
I live in Lake County, and I live in Lake County. My court case is in Cook, but I currently have a lawful collateral attack in Lake County, as you're probably aware.
Okay, well, listeners, call 312-443-5000. And I would go and call Chief Judge Timothy Evans' office of Cook County and ask him about this. And then also, if you wouldn't mind, my listeners, to give a call to the president of the Cook County Board, John Stroger. I call him up and say to him that we want some closure on this, an investigation of what is going on. And I'm saying international listeners, too, because these folks want to put gamble casinos in, and they want to put in all these different things that they got down in the city of Chicago, claiming they don't have no money for this, they ain't got no money for the road, they don't have no money, they ain't got, but sure they have a whole lot of money to allow corruption and fraud to go on with the judicial system. Now, I'm going to bring up real quick, too,
the Drew Peterson case out here in my area of DuPage. Well, it's not really DuPage. That's Will County. And again, this guy is running around loose, and he should be locked up. Everybody else is. It's not doing anything. We'll be right back, listeners. 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and airplane.
Broadcast
is not afraid.
We're on Republic Broadcast, and we're here with Sheila Mannix. And Sheila, you're back up. You want to continue?
Yes, I was talking. I had put forth the issue that you had brought up about the financial interests of judges presiding over other judges' case wrongdoing, and the mandatory federal statute that they have to recuse, and they don't. Now, again, that's a petition for writ of certiorari that has been submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the key here is I would bet you any amount of money that it's not going to be accepted, because the last thing that the individuals in power want to have happen is for lawful discovery, the exposure of this material evidence.
Well, let's say right now, anytime that you submit anything, It's what I was told by a U.S. attorney Fitzgerald in a suggestion he made to Judge Holderman in my particular case that's sitting there. He made a suggestion saying that I can't go forth with my case because I'm practicing law. Now, if you're a pro se litigant and you're filing a matter before them, you have the right to file your own case, a part of, you know, the Constitution. So basically, he denied me my right to constitutional law when he said I could not file or be heard in this case. I have to have a lawyer. Now, if you get a lawyer, by the way, it's a buddy system now out here because, you know, now they're telling lawyers they can't practice law in different counties. If you don't get a county lawyer, then you can't bring your case before and it won't be heard. I was told that by some lawyers. So, again, the whole flux of this thing is that this thing is so corrupt and so vile. It is not going to be cleaned up unless we start getting in these new elected official faces and we go right before these people that are presidential candidates and tell them that if you want to get elected, we aren't going to give you your vote just because of your name. We want you to clean up this mess, and it needs to be cleaned up in a hurry. We can't ask the ones in because the ones that are in have become so corrupted to the core. And the ones that you said that are not totally corrupt can't do anything because they're either being blackmailed, they're in a situation of fear for their job and their life. They know that they don't have any financial backing, so they can be kicked to the curb. They can also be incarcerated, too, by those that are their peers. So the thing is that we can't even look at this as a system anymore. This is something is I can't even describe it. And now it's gotten every day that we go into this, Sheila and John, it gets worse and worse and worse. I want to give John the opportunity to speak here. John, you have anything you want to say here to Sheila?
Well, what you got to do is when you get the communications going, you say the first thing is, hey, did you ever hear what the 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of a pit is? It's just a good start. You know, I mean,
John,
you got to bring some humor to this because it's just so sad. And again, as we're all violated, totally violated. Think about sitting in the judge's seat. You're literally going to kick his seat right off from under him. He's on the firing squad by accepting you, if you think about it.
Actually, I'm not following you. What?
If the judge accepts us winning, we've proven them all corrupt. We're kicking all the judges, all the lawyers, and all the policing force right out the door.
Well,
and we should.
It's a good start. Now,
right.
You know, I would be fearful of saying that, but they have done everything they can possibly do to me. And the same thing with Sheila and all these other whistleblowers out there. There are people out here that have been, every one of the whistleblowers, by the way, that I know of, have been in bankruptcy court. Every last one of them has everything taken, including myself. I've been in bankruptcy court. And the thing is, they make you go into bankruptcy court because they put you in a curve that you can't do anything else. And then once you go in there, you get further violated because they have these other secret little groups that are hidden in there that's supposed to be working for the interests of you as the petitioner and the people that are the debt that you owe the debt to. And those people are doing something on the conspiracy note on the back end. And the thing is, I've seen this, and the thing is that right now that I'm expounding on it because, again, you know, like, for instance, Mayor Blandick, I ain't going to really get into it, but Mayor Blandick was the attorney for the city of Chicago. And I used to work at United States Gypsum, and there's things that were going on. And you saw there's other ones out there that things were going on, and you could go on and on. But the thing is, that who are you going to report it to? Ghostbusters? Because, again, if you got people out there that are being paid salaries out of our tax dollars and generating money from traffic stops, violations to the law, violations to people's rights to stay in homes and property, not looking into abuse, not looking into any of these matters that are going on and turning their head and getting money through the back end through court procedures that should not be going on, then the thing is, what is it? Who do you go to?
And well, that's God. And God we trust. What God are they trusting to?
Well, I've been praying on the steps of the courthouse. I've been taking anointment oil and making a prayer in front of the courthouse, and I've literally been doing that because I don't really have other solution other than God.
Well, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about their God over there. We'll be right back when we come back at this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
On Republic Broadcast, and we're here with Sheila Mannix, and we're talking about the judicial system. And Sheila, I want to ask you a question. Call us 800-313-9443. Now, my question is this: what is the purpose of the chief judge? What do they do?
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you. When you approach the chief judge.
No, I just wanted to know what the chief judge does in the court system. I don't understand their function, because if something is going on in the other courts, which is under his rule, and you have a violation of law or something.
Well, I can tell you what Chief Judge Timothy Evans does.
I'm not bringing the chief judge, and it seems that clearly they don't have any function at all. What have you been finding? What does the chief judge do? You know, I just want to know.
Well, in Cook County Circuit Court, The chief judge is Timothy Evans.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Timothy Evans used to be a trial court judge in the family court, and there's a book written about a case that he presided over, which was a horrendous, horrendous case of misconduct and abuse. So the book is called All But My Soul, Abuse Beyond Control, by Dr. Jeannie King. Now, we say, what does the chief judge do? And basically what Timothy Evans does now, and I have material evidence to back this up because we've compiled in our organization.
You don't have to tell me. I already know.
He acquiesces. He sends it over to the presiding judge, Moshe Jacobius, of the family court.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll send out a form letter that says he just has an administrative role. He can't do anything.
Exactly.
So one of the things that I'm doing is I've just bonded my case. I've bonded my Cook County case, and we're going to be coming in with an administrative tort to sue the Circuit Court of Cook County and all of its appointed agents and those acting on its behalf. We have more than enough evidence to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt acts in violation of law for which there'd be no immunity. Where we're at right now is it's really come to a head. The last time that I was in court on November 13th, I entered the Daily Center on the Clark Street or the west side, and as soon as I got to the security with a conveyor belt and you put your bag on it, et cetera, the deputy, his name was Deputy Penny, he looked at me and he yelled out the number 96. Then, in sequence, four or five other deputies who were manning the security station looked up, saw me, and yelled out the 96.
Oh, my God, you're in that list.
Judge Kerry.
Well, that means you can't go in the court building. See, that's
An insider in the courthouse told me that I was up for false arrest again. So out of the woodwork, five more deputies came, and they were all yelling out the number 96. And I always pray before I go into court as well. I ask for God to give me strength. I ask to be willing to be persecuted in Christ's name on behalf of the children. And I ask for protection. So when I went in there, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not taking credit for my courage. My grandmother was the president of the National Catholic Women's Association and the vice president of the International Catholic Women's Association. One of the favorite things she loved to say to me and my many, many cousins is, let your heart be filled with... I'm sorry. Oh, okay.
Well, we have Rodney. Rodney, are you there? We're going to stop for a minute. Rodney? Simon? Rodney?
Hello.
Hi, are you there?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Welcome to the Dan Brody Show. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, I enjoy the show. I'm real sorry that the lady, what is her first name there?
Sheila.
Yeah, Sheila, you know, she's experienced a lot of hardship, and I can kind of, well, I won't say I can empathize with her because 10 years ago I actually went through some similar things in the court system, not nearly as bad, but nevertheless. I had a question, you know, because the legal system has deteriorated so badly, Leanne, you pointed this out before Sheila came on. Is it possible that this country and the judicial system, the government as a whole, has crossed that Rubicon? I mean, because if you look at the actions of the leadership, the Congress, the things that are being done right now, the judicial, the legislative, those branches of the government, they're just reflecting or acting out what they see the leadership and George Bush and his people doing. I mean, it's just corrupt. It's corruption from the neck down. And so I guess that's my question. Have we actually believe that we've crossed this Rubicon here in this country where there is no going back to, you know, real justice. And,
well,
I don't want to sound cynical,
say,
but I think that's a reasonable question. What do you think?
Well, I think the only thing that can be done here, to be honest with you, from knowing where I know and people I've dealt with, is that you need to parallel a different judicial process. Because this thing out here, even, you know, when they did the Gray Lord, they had some people that came in and championed and cleaned up the judicial system for a moment. But the thing was, it was still there, and nobody kept, measures going to make sure to clean it up. So the only thing, like Alfred Weber had done with a number of other panelists that went into Asia, and they went and created a citizens' tribunal. We need to have the same thing here in the United States, a separate citizens' tribunal where we put a panel together and start looking at the cases that have been, basically adjudicated. And we need to go in and, investigate those cases and compile information. And if we see any fraud to those cases, then we need to bring that to a Senate panel. And through the citizen tribunal, by the way, it needs to be set up in a situation where we do our own trial and investigation and put just to measure if these people are innocent and guilty of these high crimes. Because right now, on September 27, 2007, in the U.S. Court in New York City, there was a hearing held in regards to whether or not the courts were, basically the judges should review themselves for fraud. And
yes,
I don't think so. There
well,
are people I know that are involved watching this, and we need to, like, for instance, Sheila's case, I'm going to give her information, who the contact, but we need to take every case study of this situation of this fraud and throw it back to where they were at this meeting in New York and then sit down with them and explain. We don't want to say more. We need to get Senator Ted Kennedy and bring him to table and task and ask him about this thing, because he was one of the gentlemen that was involved with the issue of this Judge Lefko requesting more security and more protection for judges. And interwound in that review, in this language, it opened up a cave of worms where these judges now, cannot be sued. The information that Sheila was talking about is coming out of this thing with Ted Kennedy.
Well, say this one thing, Deanne?
Sure.
If you recall, George Bush, when Alberto Gonzalez was the Attorney General, passed a statute in which he exempted himself and his cabinet and others, I guess, on that level from basically what he said was he was above the law and that he couldn't be prosecuted for anything. And that was actually passed, and I believe the PD...
illegally passed.
Yeah, illegally. But nevertheless, this is the mind...
He wrote a proclamation up, and they put in there, see, it's been a ruling proclamation that has been coming out of this White House and the previous White Houses. And in the proclamation, he wrote this thing where he and the Treasury Department have total control because of this terrorist act. So if you look at the proclamation, there's language in there that you can use to protect yourself when people miss it. So the whole thing is this White House has created a huge venue of corruption. But the thing is, it's not only this White House, it's been rolling on from previous White Houses. And now it's to the point where it's come to a head. And like you were saying before, it's so corrupt. I don't know what to do, unless you march all of them out and put new ones in. But
no,
if you put new ones in, I don't know.
Deanne and Rodney, I think, John, my father, John Mannix, was in Connecticut politics for over 22 years. His first position was a legislator in Wilton and Northern New Canaan. His last position was as the chairman of the State Board of Education. And some of my most important education came from my conversations and sometimes very heated debates with my father. In fact, my father, if I really threatened his belief system, he would become quite vicious. At one point I said to him, Dad, I pray to God and ask, why do I have a dad like you? And then I realized that if I can stand up to your verbal and personal attacks when we're debating, then I can stand up to anybody. And when I was arguing my case in front of federal judge Virginia Kendall, after in earlier this year, afterwards, several federal attorneys came up to me and said, you know, what law firm do you work for and where did you go to school? And I looked at them and I said, oh, my heavens, you've mistaken me for a lawyer. I like my soul. Now, with that, I think that it's very important to remember that there are very good judges. I know of one in Lake County that presided over a lawsuit that I had pro bono representation from Kirkland and Ellis. Holland and Knight was representing the village of Long Grove. We were before Judge Raymond McCoskey. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I apologize if I haven't. And he ruled against us. But he was as thorough and conscientious as I could have prayed for. I also know insiders who are helping me in Cook and Lake County courts, who are putting their jobs on the line, who've said to me point blank, we're sick of the corrupt judges. They hurt all of us. They give all of us a bad name. I also know of individuals in other law enforcement, and I don't want to be too specific because obviously they'll be put at risk, who are trying and who are helping us. So when my father was in politics, he said to me, one of the most important things is that we can't have what is really a blessing to be in service of this democracy become a career. So one of the first and most important things that has to happen is limited terms. Another thing that has to happen, which the Gaylord Commission said should happen and has never been instituted, is that the judges have to be rotated. The judge that I had for the last 2 years who took my sons after he lost authority and jurisdiction to enter orders and a month later took my sons, his name was Judge James Donegan. And Judge Donegan actually did say to one of the members of our group that he was God. And her son was illegally taken from her, now going on 2 years. But the point I'm making is that there are solutions, very simple, very straightforward solutions. And I agree that until some leadership comes forward, we're being told that Patrick Fitzgerald will not do anything with the current administration, and that maybe with a new Democratic administration, he might do his job.
Well,
I'm not holding my breath.
Well, the thing is, you have to look at Gonzalez and the orders that came down from him, and he can't do any more. He's limited what he can do. But the thing is, again, you know, as I still stand firm on what I said. You know, I worked in the circuit court, and I was, you know, I wouldn't say I was, you know, illegal person. I was never illegal doing anything wrong. I was trying to do the right thing based on the job. And there's a lot of clerks and people that work as judges that have done, you know, what they could to do their job. But again, the feeding corruption has gotten so deep right now that you cannot clear this out. Because, again, when this thing happened with Judge Receiver and all these other judges back in the day, and they thought that they came in there and cleaned it up, they had put a couple of prosecutors in as judges to monitor Cook County. In fact, the former chief judge that was in there, that was one of the Gaylord investigative attorneys that became chief judge of Cook County. And the bottom line is, you know, that stuff was still down there. Because, I mean, if you got mob people down there, and you got bag men down there, and you got all these other kind of things going on down there, it's not only Cook County, it's going on across the United States. It is not one area. So the only way you could clean this up, Sheila, is to put a citizens tribunal in and have the citizens go in and start reviewing this thing, because it's gotten to the point where it's gone too far. You could say there is maybe 40% of the employees, and they are employees, that are justices and everything out there that are good. But you got 60% out there that have been compromised, gone through various things. Somebody's blackmailing them, got something on them, or whatever. I remember there was a couple of people. I think they won a judgeship in Lake County. I'm not sure where he was, but
Anyway, they would sit there and wait till somebody died. And then there was nobody running on the other side, so they would hop over to a different party so they could win that election. Nobody knows who these people are. People don't even check and see who these judges are when they run. Back about 15 years ago, I started going all around telling people, before you go in and vote at any office, check and see who you're putting in as judge. That's more important than the mayor, more important than the governor. Because in order to remove these, you have to have non-corrupt judicial people. And now we got a situation where we got that going on. Then you got people out here going in the police force and doing whatever the heck they want. There was the SOS squad down there in New York, in Chicago. There was an elite police force that was entrapping and stealing money from folks. You have this thing out here with this other case going on with this guy that is a sergeant. You got cases of police brutality all over the place, and people have complained, put information out there, sued and everything. There's people sitting in court right now for 20, 30 years, have not been investigated thoroughly in cases, and they were innocent. And that's one of the reasons why they put George Ryan away. He opened up those cases and let some of those people out. And that means that these people had to admit to the fact they were wrong. So the bottom line is you can't take something corrupt and make something beautiful out of it. You have to take that thing and just get rid of it and change it. I hope that answers your question there, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
on Public Broadcast, and this is Deanne. We're coming up to the last 10 minutes of the show. We were talking off the air of a couple minutes of the show, that is. We were talking off the air about, you know, good people that are in the judicial and law enforcement. And I'm not saying there isn't good people there. And I feel that we can talk to them. I talk to them. I have people that are friends of mine that are in these equations. But the whole issue I'm just saying to you right now is that they can't do anything, John. They don't have the ability to do anything. They're in fear because the situation of the corruption is so vast and so deep. They can't do anything.
Yeah, and I'd like to just support what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt, but I want to support what you said about the Citizen Tribunal, because here in Chicago, our organization is putting together a proposal for the executive Inspector General Holland, because hundreds of millions of taxpayers' dollars are being wasted by the Judicial Inquiry Board, the Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission, Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation, the Internal Affairs Agencies, hundreds of millions of dollars, and we're putting together a proposal to target exactly what will help hold people accountable who are engaged in this public corruption. The Citizens Tribunal is an excellent idea. Another idea that has been talked about and put forth and studied is a three-juror panel, that we get away from the single-judge idea, and that one or two of the jurors are lay people.
Mm-hmm.
That one person is required to know the law, and that the other individuals are solely what a judge is supposed to be. A judge is supposed to be a objective arbitrator of fact. You don't need a law degree to be an objective arbitrator of fact.
But see,
just like in a jury.
But what you're bringing up is something that I'm launching in another week. Because, again, there is a situation that is going on out here that there needs to be some type of accountability. So I'm doing that through my radio broadcast. And I already have that up, coming up in another week. Because, again, you know, you don't need to have a judge. You have Judge Judy on TV. You have these other people that adjudicate cases on the air. And the reason is two sides agree to come to another forum of a tribunal or a citizens commission or whatever. Those two parties have the right to argue their issue out in that, and there's no law against that. And so you don't have to go before the judicial system. So once more of us go that way, then again, there's no money base in the first one. So if we start moving away from this and arguing in a separate venue of arbitration, separate from the judicial system and the citizens' tribunal, guess what? They're not going to have any money to support them. So eventually the bad guys are going to run away because they're not going to be needed anymore. So you have to parallel something else, because what is currently going on is not working. So it's not that the people, there's people that work in the circuit court right now, the deputy clerks, they don't have any food on their stoves and stuff, because in fact they're not even being paid right. We're coming to the end of broadcast. Sheila, please give your information real quick.
I can be reached at 847-971-6679, and our website is down. We're not sure why. My personal website was taken down. I'm not sure why, but the current email address is SheilaManix@yahoo.com.
We'll be back with you again next week. And night, everybody. Peace and love. John, I'll see you next week on Truth Radio. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Don't forget, God loves y'all. With